This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move Monday night. He did not say when new elections would be held. He laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who've ruled Lebanon since the end of the civil war nearly 30 years ago. He said they've caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. The massive blast killed at least 160 people, injured thousands, and left more than 250,000 people homeless. It has been blamed on the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at Beirut port for 6 years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. The top U.S. diplomat will visit the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland this week. He'll become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, homeland of First Lady Melania Trump. He will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology as Washington is countering risks posed by communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations, raising concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend it as a strategic necessity. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.